Hello.
Hi there. Good morning. Is this Guadalupe Nolan?
Yes, it is. How can I help you?
How you doing? This is Aaron calling you from Bark. Got your details about the website the other day, and I believe you're looking to set up a new website for your business.
Yes.
Great. And if you can tell me a little bit about the nature of your business, like what's the nature of your business, and are you looking to sell anything?
I want a website with no e-commerce.
No e-commerce, so it's just an informative website?
Yes, informative, and also I would like for the customer to fill out a claim form and submit it.
Fill out the form, like a custom form online? Okay.
Yes.
And in terms of the design, do you have like any preferences, any concept in mind for the layout of the website, or will you be open
Yes.
to new ideas?
Yes, it's pretty simple. I would want the bar on the top with my name, and then the home page.
All right.
It sounds kind of. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, and then I would want it to have party rentals and then wedding ideas.
Right. So, is it like an event management services that you offer?
Yes. And then I would like it to have, like, on the front page, have like the title of the department that you're in, and then on the bottom have a picture of the item that I'm renting, and I want the customer to be able to click on it. Like, when they click on the picture, there's a pop-up at the bottom that says, like click on option, and then when you click on it takes you to the item page, and
Right.
then it tells you this chair is $2 to rent, choose an option, and then you click on drop click, and then you can choose if you want to add
Right.
10, 20, 30, 40. So
Right.
I want the
So,
customer to build a shopping cart, and then I want them to submit it for a quote.
like DIY event management services where they can pick and choose their own the things that they want in their event. They can pick and choose like the chairs or tables.
Yes.
Right. So we can definitely have that option available where they can customize it through the website, and they can add that to their shopping cart. And when they get to the checkout part, they can just pay for it through your website. And do you want to accept payments through the
No,
website?
I don't. I don't want them to pay through the website. I want them to be able to see the total, and then I
All right.
want them to submit their payment so that we can look it over and review it, because it has to go by event date. So we have to make sure that the event date we're available for, and then we fine-tune the quote, and then we send them an email through our email, and then we can bill them separately.
Got it. And what about a appointment setting feature? Do you want them to be able to book an appointment through the website, like they can select a time and date from a calendar? An automatic calendar can be provided through the website. Do you also want like an appointment setting feature or just a custom
Not right
form?
now.
All right.
No, not right now.
Okay. And besides vetting, what other events are you looking to offer through the website?
I want my search engine to be strong.
All right.
I want my client database to be like, here, I wrote some information down. Because, it can look beautiful, but if it's not being found, it's not going to work.
Well, let me tell you, Guadalupe. We offer a fully customized solution, which is tailored to the exact needs and the requirements of the clients. Like we don't provide like a ready-made or a template-based solution. We offer a fully customized solution. Let me walk you through the process. Initially, we're gonna create different design mock-ups and layouts of the website to show you how the website's gonna look like. And once you approve the design layout, of course, you can go back and forth on the changes because you'll get to have unlimited revisions. But once you're satisfied with the design, then we're gonna move towards the development. you know, developing the front end and the back end, and we're going to run it by you. You'll be able to see how the website looks like, how it works. You'll be able to navigate through the website before we actually get it live. So you'll be able to see like a beta version of the website before.
Yeah, I want also to be able to, do you guys embed the customer's search engine into the search engine?
Yes, we do. Once the website goes live, we submit the website on different search engines like Google and Yahoo and Bing with all the keywords that are related to your industry. So with those keywords, we're going to submit the website on different search engines. So once it goes live, it'll immediately start coming up on the search engine with those specific keywords. Makes sense?
Okay. Do you guys do it on Google Search Console?
Yes, Google. The primary focus is Google, but we also consider Bing and Yahoo because those two are also very powerful search engines. But our main primary focus is definitely on Google because.
And do you guys? Okay. Do you guys submit it to Google My Business too?
Yes, that is something that we also offer, although it is not included in the website plan, but we. Also offer that service where we can submit your business and brand name and submit it on Google listing so that it will start coming up on Google with the business listing, with the name and the address and the contact number.
That's what I would want.
And the reviews as well.
I would want that.
Of course.
And what about, I would like it to load fast on a mobile device.
Yes, of course. In fact, are you close to a computer right now by any chance?
Yes, I am.
Great. One of the projects that we recently did, if you can check that out, it's called EclipseEventCo.com.
Mm-hmm.
So they basically offer weddings and corporate plus social events.
Uh-huh.
Let me know when you're on their website. Eclipse
Event. I think I already saw it.
Oh, great. So do you see, like, when you go to the website, it gives you two options, weddings and corporate socials. So if you click on, like, weddings, it'll take you to the Eclipse Event Co. Wedding page. And from there, you can see there's a menu tab. There's a home, about, packages, gallery, FAQs and blogs and contact. So are you also looking to add, like, a blog on your website?
I would like to have it, but I haven't really planned it, but yes, we can add it so it can be there.
Great. And also, we will provide you with a content management system along with a mobile responsive feature, which means that your website will be accessible across all the operating systems. It will come up on all the mobile devices, whether that's Android or Apple iOS. It will come up, and the response time of the website is going to be less than 3 seconds. It's going to come up in less than 3 seconds time because that's the ideal time for a website nowadays. And besides that, we're also going to offer you a content management system, which will allow you to make changes to your website once it goes live.
Okay.
Like, you wouldn't need to have any programming or coding or technical knowledge in order to make changes to your website. We will provide you with an access, like an ID and a password, and from there, you will have like an admin panel, a user dashboard, from where you'll easily be able to make changes to your website. Besides that, we also offer like a 24/7 technical support. So if there's any issue with the website.
Okay, so this website that you're showing me, it's too complicated. That's not what I want.
Oh, no, this is just to give you an idea.
Can I show you the one I like? There's a business that I like and how they do it.
Sure, go ahead.
Go to RC Event Rental.
RC, R as in Randy, C as in Cat?
Yes, and then Event
Rentals. Event Rentals.
RC Events. How about that? In Boulder, Colorado.
RC Events. I think I found it, but it's with a different name. RCP. RC Special Events. Isn't that the one? That's the one, right? RC Special Events. Okay. All right. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, what I like about it is the fact that it's so easy to maneuver. Like that bar on the top, I like that, how it's just sitting there at all times, no matter what page you go to. And then you're able to scroll down, and it's just like a picture that alternates.
Right.
It talks a little bit about everything, and then at
right.
the bottom, it always has that same banner menu, location, hours, some of the IP. And then when you click, and it's very basic, you click party rentals, and then it gives you the options. And let's say you go to chairs and seating. When you click on it, watch, when you click on it, it gives you the same banner on the top with the home party. And then that button, build a quote, I love it how it's just there every time you go to a page. And then that picture is basically like a title, so chairs and seating. And then I like that. It's not a clickable button, but it's just there. And then if you look at the chairs, it's very simple and basic. It's like, okay, here's the chair.
Right. I see what you mean. I get the idea of what you have in mind. So they also offer an account area. Like, do you see there is an account login area on rcspecialevents.com?
Uh-huh.
Like there's an area for users to register or log in.
Where is it at?
It's right there. If you scroll down where it says schedule a consult, create an account, right besides left to where it says build a quote or request a quote. Do you see it?
Yes. Yeah.
So would you like to offer the account login area on your website as well so people can come?
Do they offer that?
Yes, they have the account area on the website.
Okay, yeah, that's basically for them to be able to go in and see their order.
Correct. See their order, have their user dashboard area, see their payment history or transaction history, or if they've signed up for any services, they'd be able to keep a track of those services.
Now, the thing is, do you recommend that they pay a deposit online?
Yeah, that's a good idea. If they could put down a deposit, so you can log the clients in, and once they pay a deposit, from there you can reach out to them.
Okay, the question is this: could we set up the website? Because the thing is. If they pay for something and I don't have the inventory available for their event date, it would cause problems. That's why we always have to cross-verify it.
Right. Most of the event-related websites that we've done, I would say about 80 to 85% of them do not accept payments through the website.
Yeah, I don't want to do it either because it's very complicated. We really just want them to submit a build a quote, and then we fine-tune it, adjust it, and then send them an invoice through our other program.
Right. Now, payment integration, that's something that we can disable from the – I mean, we can include that during the development?
No, I don't want it. No.
You don't want it? Okay. But you can later on add it later down the road. If you
want
to add it, we can go ahead and just add that feature to your website. Now, but the account area is essential, right? Because that would bring up the price a little bit.
Yes.
An account area would definitely provide your clients with a separate user dashboard area. They can keep a track of their services. Now, I think based on the concept that you have in mind, there is a particular website that we recently did which I think is very close to what you have in mind. If you can check that out real quick, that'd be great. It's called clublifevettings.com and clublifevettings.
How do you spell the after life?
Life, L-I-F-E.
What's the word after that, though?
Vettings, clublifevettings.com.
Can you spell vettings?
Vettings, W-E-D-D-I-N-G-S, vettings.
Vettings or weddings?
Weddings, yeah. W as in whiskey, E as in Edward, D as in David, again D as in David, ING as weddings.
Well, I cannot find them. Hold on, something's wrong.
Let me
Okay.
spell it out again. It's CLUB club, life, LIFE life, weddings, WEDDINGS, weddings.com.
Let's see.
And there's another one, if you can also check that out. It's 360D.com.
Okay, but I don't like how you see how it says on the top home, COVID, venues. Like, I want different titles. Like, I feel like this is confusing.
Of course, as I said, the content and the way it's laid out, it'll be fully customized based on your requirements. This is just to give you an idea. If you scroll down, the top menu tab is gonna stay there, and you can scroll through the entire
Like,
homepage.
it's asking. This one's asking like venue, zip code, like that's not the thing here. I just want them to make a wish list of a shopping cart. Like, is there a shopping cart in here on this one I'm looking at?
Yes, there is. And there is another one if you can also check that out. It's
Where's
360.
the shopping cart at?
That comes when you log in from there.
Oh, okay. That's the thing. I don't want the customer to log in to build a cart. I want them to be able to build a cart without having to log in.
Okay. And do you see like a calculator option there? Where
No.
okay, so if you scroll down, it's right under featured locations on the clublifeweddings.com.
Nope. You see, I want it to be like, for example, this is, I mean, yes, the concept and layout is correct. But the title on the top, you know, where it says Club Life, that's perfect. Where it says home, that's fine. Where it says COVID, I would want it to say party rentals and get straight to the point. And then instead of venues, I would want it to say wedding ideas and gallery. And I wouldn't want blog. I
You can
wouldn't
have.
want contact on there.
All right.
The calculator, let me look at it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want the calculator on there.
All right. Yeah, you can have whatever headings you would like to have.
So,
Like.
do you see what I'm saying? Instead of having everything separate, I would want it to say party rental and get rid of calculator, get rid of contact, get rid of blog, get rid of
Right.
login. I don't
Yep.
want them to have to build. So, yeah, that's not a feature I need. I don't need them to log in. That's not important.
All right. So we can you can have whatever pages you like to have as far as the menu tab goes. You can have like a home, party rentals or event planning or gallery or a contact or about us or FAQs.
None of that. Yeah.
Yeah,
I just want home,
all right.
party rental,
All right.
wedding ideas. I think
All
I
right.
have it right here. Let me look. And then, yeah, just very, I like the layout, like the name clubs. You would put my name on there.
Definitely, yep.
And then, okay, and then on the top, instead of having login, do away with login. I do not want anything that says login. I don't want that to be the focus. My focus, I want it to be the bubble that says build a quote. And if you go back to RC Rentals, I want it exactly like that. Look, let's go back to RC Rentals.
Okay, I'm on it right
Look,
now.
when you, okay, you see the top banner, how it has RC Events? Perfect. Where it says home? Perfect. Party rentals. If you just barely put your finger on party rentals, it brings up a pop-up thing and it shows audio visual, beverages, chairs. I just want it to be straight to the point. You see what I'm saying?
Yep, I think
So,
I'm getting the idea.
and then I don't have tent rentals. Mine would say wedding ideas because I'm a smaller company and gallery. So I would have one, two, three, four. And then you see how it's very important the way it looks like here. You see how it has a search engine icon?
Yep.
And then do you see how it has a little cart?
Yeah,
And then on the top, you see how it has a solid purple with a Velcro button?
Yep.
I want that to be on every page. If you look at this, anytime you go, like if you click to any page, you're always going to have that up on the top. And it doesn't move. It just sits there. And I like it because the customer always can go straight to it and build a quote. Go straight to it and add something. And when you go to party rental, I mean, I'm only going to have chair seatings, linens, and tables. So I'm only going to have three party rental items. I want them to click on the party rental item, and then there's a title in the front, just like that again.
All right.
And everything stays the same, build a quote. And then if you scroll down, there's only going to be two chairs for product for them to choose. It's going to show the price.
And, I see what you mean. So, yeah, like I said, you can have exactly you can have the exact pages you want. And in terms of the design and the layout, you'll have the exact layout and the design the way you want it. It'll be tailored to your exact requirements. Like we're gonna present you with different layout website layout options. And once you pick a design, once you're satisfied with it, then we're gonna move towards development and we're gonna put it on a demo server. So we'll walk you through a beta version of the website before we actually get it live. So you'll be
Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
What's the turnaround on this?
The turnaround time for the we have a turnaround time of about 24 to 48 hours, and the estimate time of the entire project is going to take about 3 to 4 weeks time. Would that work for you?
Okay. Yeah.
Because if you have a sooner, you know, if you want to have it done sooner, if you have an earlier deadline, then we can try to put it on a high priority. But if you're okay with 3 to 4 weeks time, then
I would really like to get it done within the next 2 weeks, if possible.
Of course, of course. I can certainly put it on a high priority. You see, since we offer a customized solution, as soon as because we don't move forward with the next step until we have approval on the previous step. So if you're like quick with the responses and feedback. If you get like a timely feedback from your end, we can definitely have it up and running about.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay.
And what about the domain?
Another question.
Shoot.
Would you be able to get pictures online of things that go with my business? Because I don't have pictures at the moment.
No, absolutely. We will provide you with loyalty-free stock images and shutter stock photos and shutter stock images. And banner designs and header and footer designs. So we will provide you with the images and the content to populate the website with.
Okay, sounds great.
Yep. Now.
So then, okay, what will be the price on this?
Yes, that's what I was coming to. We have a package listed on our website. If you can log on to elitewebsitehub.com, we have a package listed on that website. Let me know once you're on.
Website. Okay, so based on what my needs are, which package do you recommend?
The best suited package for your needs right now, I think it's going to be the silver website package.
Okay, and what is that?
It's right on the homepage.
Let me go.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Hold on. Yeah. Elite
website hub.
Website hub.com.
And from there.
See, I like how your website showed up right away. That's what I want to happen with mine.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you liked it. From there, do you see the services, the page for the services? If you put your mouse on services, it's going to drop down list of options.
Okay, one more question. I don't like how this thing just jumped up and it says, 8 years, let's get started with your project. Submit. I don't want that. I want the customer to first start shopping. Just
all
basic,
right.
You know? And
yeah.
I don't want to chat with I don't want someone to chat with me.
Okay. Well, that's a chat option that we provide. Maybe
I don't
we
want
have
it.
A chat feature integrated, but if you don't want it, you don't have to have it.
Yeah, I don't want it.
We can provide like a custom form or your clients can fill that out and send you.
Yes, and I have it already.
Yep, and it's going
to okay,
be.
Okay, so I'm in here. Do you want me to go where?
Yep, on the services, if you put the mouse on services, it's going to drop down list options. From there, if you can click on website design and development, do you see it?
Web design?
Yep. Website design and development under services, right on top.
I don't see end of. I don't see development. I just see web design. But yes, okay.
Yep, it's right on top where it says services, right besides home.
Yes.
So if you just
yes,
put
I see it.
Yep, if you just put the mouse on services, what's the first option it's given?
Logo design.
And after that?
Web design.
Yep, if you can click on web design, it'll take you to the web design page.
And every time I click on it, there's a thing that pops up that says, Elite Design Hub, let's get started. I don't want that. That's annoying.
Of course. That's like an extra page. But if you don't want that, you don't have to have it. We can
don't want it.
Keep your website. We can keep it simple. We can keep it elegant.
Simple.
We can keep it easy
so
to navigate. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so I'm in here, and it says the best online web development company.
Yep. If you keep scrolling down, right under where it says get it right, do you see the packages? You just keep scrolling down. It's going to be right under get it right.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Ooh, okay. So there's, okay, interactive. Okay, so tell me which one is the one you recommended.
It's the silver website, the one for
$11.99. Hold on. Hold on. It keeps moving. You see, I don't like that. I don't want it to keep moving. Okay, that one. Okay, wow, that's a good price. I can definitely do that type of budget.
Yep, $11.99. And this is like a one-time fee. There are no monthly recurring charges or annual fees after that. You'll be the 100% owner. You'll get to have 100% ownership rights to your website. And if you scroll through the features that are included in the silver website plan, like it includes all the features that you want. It includes custom WordPress and PHP development. You get to have unlimited revisions, a content management system. We will also provide you with a mobile responsive feature, a free Google-friendly sitemap, and search engine submission. This is what I was talking about. When we get the website live, we submit it on Google and other search engines with the targeted keywords, so that on those specific keywords, your website is going to start coming up on different search engines like Google and Yahoo. And besides that,
okay,
we also provide you with social media designs like cover photos and display pictures for Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, or Instagram.
And do you just provide them, email them? How do I get them?
The social media designs?
Yeah.
We're going to do you have any social media accounts set up right now?
Like let's say I want to set up Instagram.
So either you can set it up and provide us the credentials, or we can set it up and then you can change the password once we design the cover photos and display pictures.
Is that included in the silver pack?
It is included, yep. And then we're going to
If you could design a Facebook and an Instagram, that way it's set up, ready to go. And somehow can they be featured to where when we post, it goes to both at the same time?
Yeah, that is something that you would need to, like if you put something on Facebook, you have that option where it can automatically
be posted
right. on Instagram.
Yeah, you're right.
So you can have that feature available. Like if you put something on Instagram, it can be put on Facebook as well. It'll give you that option once you post something. But yeah, with the social media designs, once we design the pages and cover photos, display pictures and cover photos, and once you're satisfied with the social media designs, then we're going to integrate the social media pages with the website. We're going to put like little icons for Facebook and Instagram, and link your social media pages with the website. So whoever comes on the website, they can just click on your social media icons, and it'll take them to your social media page.
Okay, sounds great. And let me see if I can think of anything else. Let me think. Okay. And you take care of getting a domain name and all that, correct?
Correct, yep. You can let me know your preference, and I can go ahead and reserve that for you.
BC.
Mm-hmm. B as in boy, C as in cat.
Yes. Special events rental, or whichever you think is easiest based on keywords. And whenever you look for keywords, what type of program do you use to research them, or how do y'all come up with that?
What the keywords?
Like,
yes. I get the question, like how we pull the keywords?
Yes.
Well, there are a couple of ways we pull the keywords. We have different softwares in place. There's one in particular of a WordStream and Keyword Finder, and the
Well, this is how I would want it to say.
The Word Tracker.
I would want it to say. I would want it to say like RC Special Events is on the Google right now. I'm looking at it. I would want it to say BC Special Events, and underneath it in a very small faded Party Supply.
Yep. Whatever keywords the rcspecialevents.com is optimized on, like we're gonna do a SWOT analysis, and we're gonna do a competitors analysis, and we're gonna find out what keywords the competitors' websites are optimized on, and based on that, we're actually gonna go ahead and optimize your website.
Perfect. So the name would be BC Special Events Rental.
All right. Let me go ahead and look that up for you right now. All right. You got it. BCSpecialEvents.com. All right. Just going to make sure, double check that real quick, make sure we have bcspecialevents.com available. .com is really important.
And it just stands for Beautiful Colorado.
Beautiful Colorado. Oh, yeah. Looks like we do have bcspecialevents.com available. If you go ahead and reserve that.
Should we say event rentals? Or how would that go? Oh, yeah, you're right.com. So it would be called bcspecialevents.com. Perfect.
Correct. Because .com is, when it comes to marketing and when it comes to optimizing, .com is really easy to work with, and you can easily optimize a .com domain. So, yeah, bcspecialevents.com is certainly available. If you go ahead and reserve that for you right now, we can use that for your website once it's ready to go live.
Perfect.
All right, let me go ahead and get the account set up for you. Is it going to be under your name?
Yes.
All right, just give me 1 second. All right, Guadalupe, right?
Yes.
Can I have your last name?
Noland, N for Nancy, O, L for Lazy, A for Apple, N for Nancy, D for Dog.
Got it, Nolan. All right. And the email that I have here, it's whiteandblack745@gmail.com.
Yeah, I'm going to need a Gmail that matches that. Do you guys make them?
Yes, we do. Just like you see, we also have our email set up with the business website. So let's say...
Yeah.
You have a website, bcspecialevents.com, so we can set up multiple emails like guadalupe@bcspecialevents.com or hr@bcspecialevents.com or like billing@bcspecialevents.com.
I would just want the Guadalupe Nolan.
Like with the full name?
Special
Guadalupe Nolan.
I'm not sure. I would really just want an email. For example, the focus on this website is to get the customer to submit a contact information with the event and with their cart, their shopping cart, into the business email.
Yep, so that it sends out directly into your email address, right, which can be like guadalupe@bcspecialevents.com.
No. I would want it to have only business name. Now, if I decide to create different Gmails for the business based on employees, then I would do that separately. But I'm just saying to get started, I would want a designated BC Special Events @gmail.com.
Got it. So initially you can let us know whichever email address you'd like to have. And once we get the website live and later down the road, if you want to add other email addresses for other employees, you can just let me know. You can just let us know whichever email address you'd like to have and provide us with the name. And it'll take us about 30 minutes to 45.
Well, the way I want to set up is I want the customer to submit a quote, and the quote gets forwarded to bcspecialevents@gmail.com, and then when I open that, I can either work on it from that email, and then if I want to send it to someone, I can forward it to someone.
Yeah, it'll be like a business email. You can receive emails. You can also send emails through that address.
Okay, sounds great.
Yep. You can just let us know whichever name or whichever ID you want to create the email for, and we'll go ahead and get that created for you. It'll just take us about 30 to 40 minutes to get it created.
Okay, to create it, like, for example, if I'm the contact person, Guadalupe Nolan, that's not going to show on the website, correct?
Nope. It'll just come up with the business name, like bcspecialevents@gmail.com.
Yeah, I don't want my name to be on the website. I don't want my name to be on the quote. I don't want my personal name to be on the email.
It can all be under the business name. It can all be under bcspecialevents.com. If you don't want to put your name on the website or anywhere on the website or email address, you don't have to. We can set it all up under BC Special Events.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
The email that I have here, is it the best email to
contact me with? It's called White and Black.
whiteandblack745@gmail.com. And this year, 720-676-5177 is the best contact number.
Yes.
Is there any secondary number or email or secondary contact?
Secondary phone number or secondary email would be easier. D. Noland.
Mm-hmm.
D-N-O-L-A-N-D, as in dog. 3042-3042@gmail.com.
All right, so let me just read that back to you real quick. It said it's D as in David, and then your last name, Noland, and then the number is 3042@gmail.com.
Uh-huh, yes. And that can be used as the default email to log in if for some reason I was logged out and I needed to.
Got it.
Whatever.
Yep, got it. All right, let me go ahead and put the order in. Your address is coming up for Longmont, Colorado, 80501.
Yes.
All right, and the total amount for the silver website plan is going to be $1,199. How would you like to take care of that? Would you like to put it on your card, or do you have, like, a business card you want to use?
Is this something that I have to pay in full, or can I make it a deposit till you guys finish?
Usually for projects less than $3,000, we charge an amount up front. But, yeah, but like I said, you will get to have a 100% satisfaction guarantee, 100% unique design guarantee, like it's not going to be copied from anywhere, and you'll have a 100% money-back guarantee if at any point of time.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Hey, Danny. Danielle. Oh. Okay, let me see what I'm going to use. Okay, I've been using a lot of cards, and I'm not sure which one has the money. So let me check my balance real quick, because I've been getting different supplies. And hold on 1 second.
Sure. And just to confirm real quick, you said that there's only going to be three items that are going to be on the website.
No, it's going to – okay, so it's going to be – chairs, and there's two types of chairs,
right?
And then it's going to be tables, and there's two type of tables, and then it's going to be linen, and there's two colors, four types, So basically four options of linens. And then under linens or table, and then table accessories, it's going to be table runners, which there's two, and table toppers, which there's only like three, and that's it.
Got it. Table runners, two types, and table toppers, there are two types.
I think there's two or three. And then, yeah, I can be more specific. I can email you more specific details.
Yeah, that would actually come when we get to the development part, because initially we're going to create the design mock-ups and the layouts first. The layout and the website mock-ups, initially those are just going to have like a dummy content. And once you finalize and once you are satisfied with the design, then we're actually going to put the content and the images when we put the website on the demo server.
Okay.
And besides that, are there any specific image or photos that you like us to put on the website? Or
yes.
Just... Okay.
Yes, there is very specific images. For example, for the inventory, I would like to use the same images they used on the websites when I'm shopping.
Okay.
For example, look, let's hold on. What the heck? I'm trying to get in. Hold on. I'm trying to get in my credit card. Hold on.
Sure.
857. Oh, okay, cool. All right. Here we go. You ready for the payment?
All right, I'm ready.
It's a MasterCard, and the payment is the account number is 517-8-0-5-9-9-1-5-9-3-3-4-6-0.
All right, and the expiration?
0224.
0224, and 3 digits at the back?
857.
857?
Yes, 857.
All right, and just to confirm real quick, long card numbers on the MasterCard, it's 5178.
Uh-huh.
0599.
Uh-huh.
1593-3460.
Yes.
All right, and let's see here.
Okay, so look, so for example, you were saying about the party rental. So you click on next to home, it will be party rental. You click on it, and it's going to be just a box, and it's going to have chairs and seating. So you click on chairs and seating, and the title is going to be chairs and seating. That's the title. And then underneath it, it's going to have, if you go to RC events.
Yep, RC special.
Yeah, or RC events, special events, yeah. Go to party rentals and then go to chairs and sitting and then scroll down to where you get to the padded wood style chairs for $425.
All right, sorry, your voice was cutting in and out. Can you repeat the last part you said?
Yeah, go to party rentals and then choose chairs and seating.
All right.
And then scroll down to where you get to the padded wood style chairs. They're $4.25. Right. And when you click on it, do you see how it pops up a selection and it says select option with the cart?
Yep, I'm looking at it
right now. I want that exactly. When you click on it, I want you to have the picture of the white. So if you click down at the bottom, I want that picture of the chair. Boom.
Got it. No problem.
And then now there's websites around that offer this chair, and they offer pictures of it. Like, you see at the bottom how, like, let's say you're looking at the inventory you want to rent, and it says choose an option, and then you choose how many you want, and then you can click, let's say I'm having a wedding, I want 50 of them, and I add it to quote. Yeah, I want that.
Sure, no problem. Like I said, once we are past the design phase, once we get to the development phase, we can have the exact features. I mean, not the design, but the features that we have on the rcspecialevents.com.
Right? Yeah, they won't create our own.
Yep, the shopping cart and the product inventory that they have. Sure, go ahead.
So do you want me to gather pictures of what I want, and then you'll find the correct pictures that we can use in the stock?
You can just let us know, like the title of the picture, like the headings or, you know, the descriptions of the images and pictures you want, and we'll just pull them from the online resources that we have, because we are affiliated
yeah.
with loyalty-free platforms where we get to have where we have the access to millions of photos, and those are all
yeah.
loyalty free photos. Now I'm just getting from my billing department that the total amount $11.99 plus I think the local sales tax for the state of Colorado, it's 4.55. That's going to bring up the total amount of $12.53.50.
How much?
$12.53.
Okay, $2,053. Okay, sounds good.
No, $1,253, not $2,000. $1,200.
I'm confused.
The total amount with taxes is going to be
$1,253. Oh, so it's a better deal?
Yeah.
Because you had told me a little more, right?
Yeah, it was $11.99 for the silver website package.
Uh-huh.
$11.99, and then the taxes, the state of Colorado, it's 4.55%, so that will bring up the total amount of $1,253.
So wait a minute. So plus taxes is $1,253.
That's right. Without taxes, it's $11.99. With $1,200, and with taxes, it's just $53 added to the total amount. So that's $1,250.
So how much is my whole total?
The total it's
$1,253. No, I know, but you.
Yeah.
Okay, but you told me that the website is costing $1,999, and you're telling me the taxes. So what's the total together?
Just give me 1 second. So with taxes, it's going to be $2,088.
How much?
$2,088.
So $2,088?
Correct.
Okay. So that's my total.
That is correct.
Okay. I thought that you were telling me it was $1,999 plus $1,253.
Yeah, it's $199 because we were running a Juneteenth promotion. So the actual price of the package, it's actually a bit high, but with the Juneteenth promotion, we were able to get it down to $199. $19.99, and with taxes, the local sales tax for the state of Colorado, it's 4.55. Let me go ahead and send you an invoice so that you can keep a track of the records.
Oh my God! Okay, so what's my total that you're charging me with the taxes? $2,088.
Correct. Yep, that's the total amount.
Okay.
Period.
Because that's. Okay, that's all I have.
Oh, we're not going to charge you more than what I just quoted you. This is going to be 20.
Okay, let me look on my Gmail and see what you sent me.
2088, yep.
Angel? No, that's not you. I haven't received it.
Yep, I'm... I think the billing is going to send it out to you directly. Just give it like a few seconds. And let me go ahead and get you connected with your project manager as well so we can get the project started right away. It'll just take
okay.
like a couple of minutes.
Yeah, for sure. I got time.
Meanwhile,
I want to make sure I do this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And this not something for the shard hole.
Okay, so you sent the invoice to whiteandblack745@gmail.com?
Sorry.
Oh, here it is. I got it. Hold on, yeah. Let's see. Oh, I don't see an invoice attached.
Yeah, because I think just getting that from the billing, do you happen to have any hold, a bank hold on your card? Did you get any?
No.
Like, did you get, like, any text message right now? You must have gotten a text message right now.
No.
A text or an email from your bank? They just want to confirm that you're actually...
Okay, let me... do you want me to call them or something?
That'd be great.
Don't hang up. Don't hang up. Hold on. Hey, Danny, let me have
Yeah. I'm going to just stay on the line with you.
Okay. Okay, I'm back. I'm back.
All right, there you are. I think I just got it from my billing department. The payment went through successfully.
Okay.
Yeah. So let me go ahead and get the domain reserved for you real quick for bcspecialevents.com.
Okay.
And just stay on the line. Let me go ahead and get you connected with your project manager.
So who am I going to be working with from now on?
Well, I'll be the one overviewing the project, but for daily updates, it'll be your project manager, Roger Hayden.
Okay, Roger. Hayden.
Yep, I'm going to put you through your project manager right now.
And what's your name?
My name's Aaron. At your
Let me see if I have you here.
Yep.
Jacob, I'm very in a big child. Don't bother me.
Are you children?
Yes. Okay, so am I speaking with Nick?
No, Aaron. My name's Aaron. And your project manager, who I just assigned right now, it's Roger Hayden. I'm going to put you through your project manager, and I'm going to get the project started right away. Your main point of contact, I'll be the one overviewing the project from the start to the finish, through and throughout. But for daily updates, for regular updates and, going back and forth with the project, it'll be your project manager, which is Roger Hayden, who I just assigned for the project right now. So if you got any concerns, if you got any questions, you can always reach out to me. I'll be here to assist you. And your project manager.
Your contact information.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So this number, which I'm calling you from right now, this is our office line. You can also have my personal number. It's 213.
Okay.
519.
Okay.
5070. So that's my direct line.
And what's the office line?
It's the one I'm calling you from right now. 866.
866.
806.
Okay.
And 0004. There's another office line which you can have. It's 866-238.
Okay.
1112.
So it's 1112.
Yep. 866-238-1112.
Is there an extension to any of this?
Nope. If you just call in, they'll ask for who you want to speak to, and you can just let them know. It's either Aaron or Roger, who's your project manager, and they'll get you connected. Whoever answers is going to get you connected, either to me or to your project manager.
And I still haven't received an email with the invoice.
Yeah, just give it like a few seconds since the billing just processed it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to send it out to you. Just give it like a few minutes. It's going to be sent out. Or just keep checking your inbox. Also check your junk and spam folder. It usually takes a few minutes. Let me go ahead and get you connected with your project manager real quick. And then if you have any other questions or concerns, you can then reach out to me either on the office line or on my direct line. Cool?
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right, perfect. So it was a wonderful speaking to you, Guadalupe. And with that, welcome on board, and I'm excited to work with you.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate your help.
No worries. Just stay on the line. Let me get you connected. This isn't over yet.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Hey, thanks for holding the line. I appreciate your patience. Him?
Yes.
Well, this is Roger, your dedicated project manager. First of all, you know, I would like to welcome you on board. So I'm going to get you started with the process. I have your email here. I'm going to be sending you a brief form, a questionnaire, to get your ideas, what you have envisioned, all right? So there must be, you know, a few questions that you might not be familiar, you know, in terms of the technology or the terminology that we might have used. So just leave those questions empty, and when you're going to be sending that back to me, I will give you a call, and we will discuss those questions over the phone call. So this way, you know, yeah, we will get all the information from you, and I'll take you further from there.
Sounds great.
Perfect, perfect. So can you check your email? Because just give me, like, you know, 5 minutes. And then I'm going to send it to you. You can check your email in the next 5 minutes, and I'll text you as well so that, you know, you can check it right away. And give me an acknowledgement. Take your time. It might take, you know, 15, 20 minutes for you to fill up that, and I'll call you right away, all right?
I'm sorry. What was that again?
I'm going to send you that email in the next 5 minutes, all right? And then, you know,
okay,
you,
sounds good. And then you'll call me back?
Yeah, and I'll call you back in next 20 to 25 minutes. Meanwhile,
sounds good. Sounds great. And Roger, what's your last name?
It's Hayden. It's Hayden.
How do you spell that?
H-A-Y-D-E-N.
And what's your contact information? Phone number?
I will be texting you from my, you know, direct number. You have this office number. You can call on this line. Like, whenever you want to speak to me, they will have you transferred to me. And to get your prompt responses, I will share my, you know, cell number as well, so that if there is anything that, you know, you want to speak with me right away, you can, you know, always contact me, and we will be always there to give you prompt responses.
I think email probably would be the best, too, eventually.
That will work. That will work. That will work.
Okay, sounds great. I'll talk to you in 20 minutes.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day, and I'll
thank
call you.
You
right back. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.